Hi, I'm Elliot, and I'm a 12-year-old developer for the Windows Phone 7. Let's go to my room. This is where the magic happens.
I've actually always used Windows PCs, and I usually played computer games like Age of Mythology and stuff made by Microsoft because my dad encouraged it a lot. Here's my GameFuel.
It says GameFuel.
I was about 11 and a half when I started developing. Well, I started small with console applications, which basically show text, and then I stepped it up to Windows Forms, which you can get the input from users. And then from that, I went to XNA on my Zune HD. And then when I was able to develop on the Windows Phone 7, I started working more on Silverlight because I liked the user interface that it had. I have a piano in my room.
He's an excellent piano player.
I plug it into my computer and record the sounds that it make and enter it into my game. I like skiing, and I actually went to Whistler last week for Thanksgiving break. I also like soccer.
Here are my soccer trophies.
I also jump rope, and that also consists of gymnastics too, so I'm pretty good at that.
Here are some of my jump rope awards. On this screen, I have the App Hub, which I use to upload my apps to it. On this screen, I have an application open in Visual Studio that runs on Silverlight. On this screen, I have another application in Visual Studio, but it's using XNA. And on this screen, I have the Zune Marketplace, which has the apps that you can buy for the Windows Phone 7.
The one that I'm working on right now is called Ricochet, and it's like the game called Teeter, where you tilt your phone and get the ball to the exit, but instead of tilting it, you flick the ball with your finger and it bounces off the walls to get to the exit. I make my own graphics and I use Paint.net. It's a really nice image editing software, kind of like Photoshop, but for not as experienced users, and it's made in C#.
I've been working on this game for about a month and a half. This method, I update all of the logic on the screen, and I have different classes for everything, like a main menu and level select, that I update each time. And then I also have message boxes that are also in a separate class. And here in the draw method, I draw all of the objects onto the screen. And this will draw the background. This will draw all of the components of the game when you're playing on levels. And these will draw the message boxes. And this will draw the main menu, and this will draw the level select. And the screenshot.draw calls a method which will draw a screenshot that is taken during runtime. And once again, I also have the draw method and all of the separate classes that I call. This method is called from the level class when the player loses the game. And it will ask the player if they want to play again, or if they don't. And this method will be called when the user wins the level. And it will show a message box, a form of a message box, that tells you your score and how the score is added up. This method will load the next level, and here, if an exception is thrown in here, which is generally an index out of range exception, in case the index is too high, then it will ask you if you want to restart the game. This level will reload the current level, which is generally called when the user loses the game and they want to restart. These event handlers are for the message boxes, and they evaluate what the message, which button on the message box is clicked, and act accordingly. This method will take a screenshot using the render target 2D, And to do this, you set the render target on your graphics device to the render target 2D that you created, and then you call the draw method in your game, or you draw all of the objects that you want to be in the texture, and then you set the render target back to null so it will draw on the screen. This method is used to create a smooth transition from one screen to the next using the screenshot class. And that's it for this class.
I think what makes me good at it is my joy in making apps, because it's just really fun and you can play around and you can learn a lot of things from it. And I just really like programming.